Welcome to TV I Say with Ashley Ray, your go-to podcast for discovering what to watch on TV and getting you closer to the TV shows you love. I'm Ashley Ray, a comedian, writer, and former TV critic, and each week my friends, fellow comedians, actors, writers will drop by to dive into the best TV shows we're all talking about right now. All right, let's get into it.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Blair Saki, welcome to TV Club. Listeners, you know Blair from her appearance on The Late Late Show with James Corden, her debut special, Live from the Big Dog, which is now on Veeps.com. It is hilarious. You're one of my favorite comics in L.A.
I used to go
to your weekly show as often as I could. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
You were saying you're a TV addict, that you are so into TV, and I'm happy to see someone with the passion.
Yeah, I love TV. I'm a TV freak.
Yeah.
I love it. I love to be cozy as like a resident cozy bear. I love to get cozy, curl up, and throw on the tube.
The TV. I think movies tried to make a comeback this year. People tried to tell me movies were back. No. I'm still right here watching episodes of television.
Yeah, so. Then why is Harrison Ford in a TV series
movies are back, why is he's on the little screen? And
yeah.
There was just an interview with Nick Cage where he was like, I just watched Breaking Bad for the first time and all I want to do is TV now.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's so true. I watched Breaking Bad for the first time in the pandemic straight through. Honestly, I don't feel that show was meant to be watched in the binge form, but
yeah,
it was dark.
It was dark. I binged the first season and then I started watching it in real time. And hated that I would have to wait, but I was like, oh, you're supposed to wait with this show.
It's totally just
anxiety all the time.
Yeah, I mean, but the acting was insane.
Ah, so good. So we're going to get into some TV news this week because a lot happened. Gonna start with on the happy end. John Waters is going to be on Chucky as the good guy doll creator. Yeah. This is John's return to television. So TV cool. is back. If John Waters is saying it's cool, do you watch Chucky, the TV show?
No, even though people say my voice sounds like Chucky, but I should watch it. I'm really weak with like the scary stuff. Is it scary or just silly?
It's, I think, more silly. It really is like Chucky's in the White House and it's just ridiculous. It sometimes can be a little scary, but not... I think, like, The Last of Us is scarier.
What's it on?
Peacock.
Peacock. Oh, yeah, you're right. I always see that
sci-fi.
When I'm going past my housewives. I see it. You're right.
Yeah. Or sci-fi if you still have cable. But it's been a fun show. I think John Waters coming to it will add something. I'm mostly just excited that he's going to be on screen again. And, I mean, he's still here. So thank goodness for that.
Totally. Amen.
Yeah, good for that. Next up, we're going to talk about the passing of Andre Brower. He was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Homicide. He passed away this past Monday or this last Monday. 61, he was so young. I feel like he was one of those quintessential TV dad types. Even when he wasn't playing a dad, he just always... felt like he'd be around and on TV. So it's just really shocking.
Yeah, I know. I'm brushed up with death myself this week. And honestly, it just makes you be like, it is so weird that death is just a normal part of life, but will never feel normal. It's the weirdest thing. Yeah. I can't even wrap my head around it. Just suddenly someone's gone.
They're gone. And it's just how can this happen? It's just not fair. You imagine them doing so many other things and having such like a career ahead of them.
Yeah.
And the comedy world, we lost someone amazing this week in Kenny DeForest.
Yeah.
Who was on Late Night with Seth, had an amazing set there. You can go check out. And just a horrible, horrible week of losses. We got that win in Henry Kissinger like a few weeks ago. And then it was like, okay, back to taking the good people. And I'm not a fan. Not a fan of this.
Yeah, it's so... I'm still in shock. Yeah, anytime you see someone young, you know?
Yeah.
Even 61 seems young to me.
Yeah, 60. I was like, that's not old. That my mom was like 61, I think, when I was out in college or something. It doesn't seem old, you know?
Yeah,
just sad week. But, you know, I guess we can be thankful for the work they left.
Yes.
I guess that's the benefit. I've been watching some Brooklyn Nine-Nine episodes and just enjoying how much talent he had. But yeah, just, you know, let's just get to the new year without anything else happening, please.
Yes.
And then finally, The Crown finally released their final episodes. And in them... I don't think this is a spoiler because I don't think you can really spoil The Crown. Like, I don't know if you guys heard, but Queen Elizabeth died last year or whatever. So I don't think we can really spoil it for you. But in one of the episodes, in the final one, she's planning her funeral, and all three versions of her from the series, like her original young, her middle age, they all come together to say goodbye to the show and to the queen. And fans, obviously, I love The Crown. I'm pretty excited about this. I thought the final episodes were a little disappointing, though. But this was the only good moment where it was like, oh, yeah, this used to be a really good show.
Yeah, I mean, I only watched the first three seasons.
All you need.
Before they made the change of the casting change. And then they had like a couple years in between. I mean... they had some rough things to expect it to keep going when, and then you have like 2 years or something. Like, you just can't have that also that amount of time before another season. I mean, that happened, you know, with like Westworld and stuff. You're just like, I can't get back in.
I can't get back. I physically cannot remember what you need to know to watch this show.
Yeah, I mean, the way our attention spans are now, like, I have a hard time remembering, you know, things I recently saw. And people sometimes will be like, have you seen that movie? And they'll be like, remember when that happened? I'm like, God, I don't remember that. I'm scared. I know I watched it, though, you know?
Yeah. That was kind of my take with the end of it, because they did the last season as two parts, and then there had already been a year between the last part.
Yeah.
And
you're like, what are we doing here? This slow drip.
Yeah, I truly was like, I don't even remember like what is happening with the queen. Like, nothing. I don't. Okay, Princess Diana here. Now she's not. Okay, what? Where? I don't know. But yeah, it just got really too lovey-dovey about the monarchy. I liked it a lot more when it was like, isn't this stupid? Isn't it so dumb? These people are ruining their lives for this dumb, dumb thing. And then in the end, it was like, but actually, isn't the dumb thing kind of great? Like, don't we kind of love the monarchy and this dumb thing? Isn't it kind of noble? And it's like, no, the whole time it was stupid.
Very end, they're like, but by the way, we love it. Thanks. Bye. Yeah.
Like, oh, thank goodness for the queen.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay, we're going to get into the watch list. You said you've been watching a lot. Just tell me all about it.
Well, I'll say the thing I've been enjoying lately, the Buccaneers.
Ooh, I want to hear about this because I think I'd be a fan. It seems like if you like Bridgerton or Harlots, two shows I like, that I would be into this. What is it really about?
Well, you know, sometimes it's like lightning in the bottle of first season, like the way Bridgerton was.
Yeah.
Like that first season, it was just like just some euphoric moment in time.
Yeah. Oh,
you
it
know?
Just hit. It was so perfect.
Yellow Jackets. And like I tried to go on with Bridgerton, but it was just that first season I was so attached to when they, you know, I just.
Yeah, you're just, you want her to get so, so pregnant. You just need her to get
so
much
I wanted
much
to
sperm.
Go on with them. Like, yeah. I wanted to go on with them. I was so deeply invested, you know. But Buccaneers, it's like, I would say it's Bridgerton-y. What was the other show you said?
Harlots.
Harlots. I haven't seen that one, but.
It's on Hulu, and it basically was kind of a Bridgerton-like show about, like, a British woman who I think runs, like, a whorehouse. And, like, keeps up with the town gossip and all that.
That sounds good. Was it good?
It is really good. It is amazing, but it got canceled after, like, two seasons.
Oh, okay.
So it's really disappointing because just as it's really getting going, they canceled it. And but it is incredible. If it's even still on Hulu, I don't know if they took it down, but check it out.
Okay, good to know because, well, Buccaneers, what I would say is, like, they threw a bit of, like, they made it more modern. Like, obviously, ooh, it's not set in current times. It's set in back then. But they made, like, the women modern spiritually.
Okay.
So there's queerness. There's, like, a lot of feminism. And it's, like, it's really fun. It's,
okay,
like, it's, like, bad bitches in, mixed with Bridgerton. You know what I mean?
This makes me want to watch it because I was kind of just like, I don't need another old timey show where some lady is like, oh, he touched my elbow. Like, I have enough of that.
Like, yeah, it's not like that at all.
I'm watching the Gilded Age already. Like, I don't need
Gilded Age. Gilded Age is like, I know everyone else feels the same as me, but I am imprisoned by that show and I can't go away, but it's like I don't like it, but I can't stop.
But I can't stop
because there's nothing else on a Sunday night on HBO.
It's just like Last Week Tonight, Sister Wives, which you can now watch in the Max app, so that counts. And
it's so frustrating. Yeah. I fucking hate that show. Besides, like, the incredible sets and visuals that I really do enjoy I know they're spending like millions of dollars on. It's like so boring.
Yeah, it is just incredibly boring. But that was the same with Downton Abbey. Like, I was so bored. I did not like it that much, but I could not stop watching. I had to see, like, who stares at who. Do they go to the show or the theater or the opera? Like, is getting a radio in the house going to change everything? Like, I couldn't stop. And it is also, like, the only thing on Sunday nights. I guess The Curse comes on Sundays, but I usually watch it Fridays.
I've never seen The Curse. What's The Curse?
It's the Nathan Fielder, Ben.
Oh, yes. Safdie, I need to watch that. Oh,
Emma
my God.
Stone. It is really good. It's I feel like it's the random show that should have been put out all at once, because I think more people would have paid attention if it was a binge watch.
Sure.
But for some reason, like, Showtime does this weird thing where they put an episode out on Friday if you subscribe to the app. But if you don't, you just have to wait until Sunday when it actually airs. So it does this weird thing where people already see it. And by the time everyone else does, it's like, yeah, I already talked about that. So it's just, it's messing things up.
And now Showtime's dead. So how does that work?
Yes. So now deceased. Showtime's dead. So what I meant to say is Paramount Plus with Showtime is now the name of that channel.
Oh, my God. You know what show I am obsessed with is Rap Shit.
Rap Shit is so good this season.
It's so good.
I love that it's getting so much more stressful. Like, I loved it as this comedy, and now I'm watching and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is just terrifying. Like, oh my gosh, it's like a thriller almost sometimes.
Yeah, it is. And like, just each character is so well developed. Like, and the acting, like, I just feel like I know these people. Issa Rae is a genius. Like, I mean, I was so in, like, hook, line, and sinker on Insecure. And just, I mean, like, she makes, like, really compelling TV that feels so current to, like, the moment in time, in culture and everything.
Yeah, it, I think, just is the first show that really, I think, captures kind of Gen Z and what they want to be about and how they want to see stories told about themselves. And I'm like, okay, I feel with it. I get it. Thanks, Issa, for plugging me in.
And also through, like, she tells the story, like, a lot through, like, social media, which is, like, such and deeply unfortunate truth of our reality and the way that we are, like, living actually through social media in this moment of time. And then to do that on screen is, like, really difficult in a way that doesn't take you out of it, but makes you feel like you're in it. You know, like, the line of execution there is extremely difficult. And somehow that show walks it really well. And oh, my God, Jabuki, like, freaking evil.
So evil and so good.
Yeah, he's so good. He's so evil.
So evil. I am glad it's already renewed through season 3, because I feel like this season I was like, okay, we're really getting into the storytelling. And I was like, if Max cancels this or does anything, I'm going to be so mad. But it's safe. And I can that makes it easier to watch. Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that, like, anything, no matter how good could be just, like, on the chopping block at any time. It's so insane with TV right now, like, the industry, and it's just in free fall.
It's in free fall. You never know what is going to happen. I feel like we just got a bunch of really random cancellations. I thought they might cancel Girls 5 Eva because they moved it from Peacock to Netflix, and then Netflix didn't say anything about it for a really long time, and it was like, is it still happening? Are they going to do the episodes? And just this week, they announced, yes, it'll be back next February. So, I can relax. I mean, that is
so long. Yeah, I mean, like, it's crazy. I mean, obviously the strike, but.
Yeah, but I don't even remember what happened the last time I watched that show.
I don't remember anything.
And now it's going to be on a totally new network or streamer, I guess. But Netflix did, I was going to talk about this in the TV news and I forgot. Netflix released, finally, one of the demands of the strikes was that people wanted to see viewing hours, like every two quarters, for what people are actually watching. And Netflix for years was like, we can't do this. This is impossible. No one has this information. We simply cannot. And then finally, after the strike and all the demands this week, Netflix released an Excel document. It's literally just an Excel sheet, not even a, like, report or PDF
or something. Like, no, not even like a clip art graphic on the top right corner.
There is a little graphic. They do have the Netflix logo, but it is just name of show, like when it was released, hours watched, over January through June of this month. And it lists everything from everything on the platform. There's, like, just over 100,000 things on there. And it's really surprising. The number one show was The Night Agent, which I've never heard of in my life.
Yep, never watched that.
Apparently it's a Sean Ryan show. That's and it has like 7 billion viewing hours. It is
what?
I've never heard of it. I don't even know who's in it.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That's weird to
me. It could be so. Yeah, that's bizarre.
Like, who's watching this? Who's talking about it? It's kind of like, Yellowstone, where I just all of a sudden I'm like, what do you mean every single person over 50 has watched this?
I resisted that show for like 3 years or something. And then I watched it and I was like, I have never been more addicted or invested in anything in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
I want Kevin Costner to kill me.
Yeah, I want Kevin Costner to kill me. He can take my land or whatever he needs. I got into it when, of course, I was staying with my mom, and my mom put it on, and
same.
I was just like, I can't believe. And then an hour later, I'm like, yeah, yeah, I'm in.
It's so good. But now we're not getting another season of that because Kevin Costner and Taylor Sheridan, right?
Yeah, Kevin couldn't do it anymore or left. I think, I don't know what drama there was, but they're also doing all these spinoffs now. And Taylor
Sheridan,
fuck
with
like,
the spinoffs.
I don't do the
which
spinoffs.
Is hilarious because, like, I think other people like them and it's like the same exact thing where I was like, I'm not watching Yellowstone. And then I became obsessed with it.
Yeah, but the spinoffs, that's too much to ask of me. That's.
But I tried to get into that one, like, freaky ass Taylor Sheridan, like, Fox drama about like sex trafficking in like Wyoming or something.
Oh yeah.
What was that show? It was so bad. It was like insanely bad.
I watched a few episodes of that. Oh, I cannot remember.
I was horrified. I was like, I can't believe I came over here all the way from Yellowstone and I got involved in this mess.
Yeah. And that was a disappointment. I don't, and that's on Paramount, I think.
You know what? I will say, I don't know if you feel the same way, but I feel like Apple is like churning out like a lot of the best shows right now.
I agree.
They do no advertising.
It's very indie, very underground, very hipster. Like they don't want people to know. You just have to have someone in your like life go, hey, have you heard about For All Mankind? And the next thing you know, you're on a new journey. I think they're doing the best right now because they have shows that are legitimately so good. They have great comedies. And then they're also dedicating real money to batshit insanely whatever TV, like the kind of stuff ABC used to make in the 2000s. And I love that. Like the morning show at this point is basically like Revenge or Grey's Anatomy to me.
I love it though. Like everyone shits on it. And like, I'm sitting there bated breath waiting for the next episode. Evan's like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. I'm like, I like it. It's like, I don't care. I'm so in it. Like all stars, I can't look away.
I can't look away. I want, is Reese Witherspoon going to go to prison? Are they going to send her to jail for destroying evidence involving January 6th.
When that became a plot line, I was like, this really is going off the rails. But you know what? They're my family and I'm going off the rails with them.
And I'm going to go right with them. For some reason, there's a part where a TV exec makes a waitress lick a table.
Yes.
I don't know why that happened, but I watched.
I could not believe. I was like, this is from a different show.
I was like, what? This is, why did that ever happen? It's never really addressed later. She's never like, that was kind of messed up, that, or those guys were jerks and that's why I want to change. She's just like, that's life, I guess.
Steve Carell, I mean, we're going back 2 seasons, but Steve Carell was like such genius casting for that. And so, I mean, that guy can really do anything, I feel.
Yeah, he was so good in it. I understand why they did what they did with him, but I can't say. I think I would have enjoyed watching him be like a rich asshole in Italy just as much as all the John Hamm stuff. So.
Oh, I completely agree. Like, I was just dying for more of him on screen. He was so good.
Yeah. Do you watch For All Mankind?
I don't. Should I watch it? What is it about?
Honestly, yeah. I think you'd really like it from what you've said. It's basically about the space race, and it imagines a world where America lost the space race, Russia won, and it's like an alternative history where like these astronauts are trying to get to building like a life on the moon and then on Mars, finding water. And it's like, the most interesting part to me is the alternative history, because in this world, it's like John Lennon never dies in the world where Russia gets to the moon first. Whoa. It's like women become astronauts in the 60s in this world. So that
was Russia so progressive or what?
So that part is interesting because Russia like is more technologically advanced, but the writers write it the exact same way. It is still the same Russia. Like America is, oh, we have more technology and like there's more art and creativity, but also unrest because people lose jobs to the moon. Because there's a base on the moon. And so people are like, my mining job went to the moon.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. But then in Russia, Russia is still just like Soviet Union. Like,
yeah.
No changes. It's like apparently nothing benefits Russia. It's still right. Just Russia. And then between each season, they jump ahead in time like 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really interesting because you see how the technology and what they're doing in space like impacts the next generation kind of. So it's interesting. I think the first season, incredible. The first season, one of my favorite shows. It has gone a bit off the rails, like the morning show. I mean, now there's truly a character who like is growing weed on Mars.
Nice.
Like there's a whole thing where people are like, I'm going to try to sneak my wife up here. And
yeah.
In the first season, it's like, oh, yeah, spaceflight is dangerous. Like this isn't a thing people can just do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll definitely check that out because I do need a new show. But I just think like Apple's been killing it this year. Like Shrinking was so good.
Love Shrinking.
The Last Thing He Told Me, so good.
I didn't watch that one.
Oh, you have to.
I have to see that one. And I did not watch Lessons in Chemistry. I have to see that one.
It's really good. You know, like, I can't say, like, I've ever felt a pull to Brie Larson, but she really shines in this role because it's, like, a very unique
character. People don't like her, right? People don't like the Brie Larson.
I don't know. Like, I've never felt anything against her in any way. Like, I don't get that. Because, and maybe seeing this, I'm like, I just actually haven't watched any of her work.
Yeah, I couldn't name a single thing she's done. I honestly
I know
don't.
She's like in the Marvel movie or whatever, but I haven't seen that. But,
right.
And I know wasn't she in like that movie, like The Room or something like The Room, where she was like a kidnap with a son or something? I never watched it.
Yeah.
But really, she shines in this role. She's so good. It's like a very odd character. And I feel like she executes it really well. But yeah. Oh, and then what's that
show? Watch Julia? I feel like Lessons in Chemistry is kind of similar to Julia. About Julia Childs, about the like on HBO Max where she like cooks and it's about her starting her TV show.
It's so funny that you say that because I just recently started watching it. I was like, oh, second season, I'll fucking try this shit. I have nothing else. And I was I love it. It's so enjoyable. It's so lovely.
It's so just a fun, good time. I love what David Hyde Pierce is doing. Like every week when I see a new episode of Julia, I'm like, it's Julia time. It's time to sit back with my girl and like get into this show. What's going to happen, girl? Are you going to be able to make that bread? Let's see. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. And I just love how like she's this odd character that wins everyone over. It like makes me happy because sometimes I'll be like so tired being like, am I meant to be a comedian? Like, I'm so tired of like trying to like make it, and then she'll be like, I'm not letting anyone tell me no. And I'm like, okay, I'll live to do another day. Also, I should try to make beef bourguignon.
She's like, oh, darling, I would never let a man get in my way. And I'm just like, yeah, girl. She's
so and
right.
I love how her like tiny husband adores her.
It's perfect casting. That's been on my watch list this week. That's honestly the first show of the week I watch is usually Julia. I'm ready to go. I need my time with my girl. You're not in the second season, so I won't say what I was about to say, but.
Oh, wait, I think I might be now.
You're like, I just started it, and yes, I am in the second season already.
Yeah, okay, you caught me, you know, I binged a Sunday, I'm going in, you won't even, I go underwater on Sundays.
It's such a good show to binge, because you're just like, oh no, are the ratings going to be good? I hope she makes, she figures out a way to record the mixing in the bowl from behind And it's just the most low-key stakes. It's incredible.
Okay, wait, Ashley, sorry, before we move on, what about Truth Be Told?
Did I watch that? That sounds
so familiar. Octavia Spencer?
Oh, no. I did not watch
that. You have to watch it. It's so good.
Everyone keeps talking about that one. Yes, it is on my list. There's so many Apple TV shows and they don't advertise them.
I know. Well, that's what I don't get at all. Like, they're making higher quality shows than like anyone, and then they don't spend any money on advertising and no one has any idea about them. I haven't even gotten into the space ones. That's how many good Apple shows. Octavia Spencer, a movie star. And like, I just love.
She's like a detective.
She's a true crime podcaster. But yes, she used to be like an actual, like, real detective who turned true crime podcaster. So she has all the skills and, you know, acumen that she needs and the freaking gall and knowledge. But she's just so good. Like, the show's so good. Amy Miller told me about it, but it's like, I don't like horror or like violence, but I love thriller.
Yeah, I love thriller. Okay, see, I thought it was a traditional, like, she's a black lady detective who's gonna go find the people. And
I mean, that's sort of what it is, but yeah, it's really good.
You know, podcast angle. I like that. That's a little different.
I like it.
Yeah, there was that one podcast murder show on Peacock based on a true story, which was okay, but a little too ridiculous.
Oh, I watched that. Honestly, I still liked it. I'll be honest. Yes, it was too ridiculous. Like, they made it campy and like way over the top. But I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I'm excited for season two. Oh, my gosh.
Blondie,
Kaylee Cuoco.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Yes. Who, by the way, like, I never watched Big Bang Theory, so I had never seen her on anything. And then when she did The Flight Attendant, I was like, this bitch can act her ass off.
Yeah, she is incredible. I loved The Flight Attendant, even though I thought the last season was just wasn't what I wanted. It was insanity. Yes, it wasn't what I wanted. I was like, I really just would love to see you doing more like adventures with your spy flight attendant friends. I don't care about this guy, but okay. But she is really good in it. I like pretty much everything she's in, except, I mean, I've never seen The Big Bang Theory, but
yeah, neither have I. Like, the thing that made her like a multi-millionaire.
She is so rich. Yeah.
But then when I saw her in this, cause I had only known her from like seeing her in magazines and stuff, I was like, she is an incredible actress. Like, The Flight Attendant, I was stunned. I couldn't even believe it. I was, like, amazed by her.
Yeah, she truly makes you feel irritated. I think she can handle the comedy of Based on a True Story, and a lot of other actresses couldn't. Like, she gets the campiness of it, but you're still like, oh, she does realize that they're bad people, and this is a bad thing.
Yes.
So, she's great. I can't wait for The Flight Attendant to come back.
Yeah, I just love, like, finding out about her talent. Like, I truly had no idea.
Yeah, you wouldn't think, but I think she is the most successful person from The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, right? I mean, and rightfully so. Like, she deserves all of it. Wow.
Yeah, she absolutely does. Other shows on my watch list. Did you know Aqua Teen Hunger Force came back?
You know what? I did, because I was in the movie.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
I was in the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie, and then
like, I haven't watched the movie. I don't even know where it is.
I think it was on Max. Maybe they took it off. It was on Max. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to check.
It might still be there, honestly. But then because I know Dave Willis and stuff, and like I saw that that's coming back, and like I got to watch it, because I watched it as a kid. And
I just know
fans are like rabid for it. So I'm interested to see. It's on Adult Swim, right?
Yeah, it's on Adult Swim, Hulu. I've been watching it, you know, after the current season of Rick and Morty. I love it. It is just hitting it for me. It is doing exactly what I needed it to do as a teenager, but now I'm not, and it's still like just giving me the laughs that I need. The concepts are so... there's one joke that has just been playing in my head for a week. It's just tight and funny. It's, I think, just still doing a great job. So I haven't seen people talking about it really, though. But I think there's so many animated shows that have come back, or just like there was a Clone High reboot this year that I think people kind of forgot about. there's just so much in adult animation. So go check that one out. Don't forget about it. You know, I know there's Bob's Burgers, Crapopolis, so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on an episode of Bob's Burgers. I think it'll come out in February.
Ooh. I might call that an early preview. I cannot believe Bob's Burgers, it's in season 14 and is still just as good as it was in like season 4. This new season is incredible. They've made me cry. They make me laugh.
The show is so good and so funny. And I tell you what, it was like a dream come true going to record with them, because most of the records, like, I really started getting voiceover jobs in the pandemic and they were all remote. And this one, you had to go in to the studio with the entire cast. And so watching them do it was like crazy.
I've always wanted to be in a session that way where you're like, everyone's in the room. You like all see each other and react.
It was just, it was amazing. It was so cool to watch all of them work.
Yeah. Are you watching Crapopolis?
I'm not, no.
Yeah.
What's that on? I don't even know.
It's also on Fox. It's like their new Sunday animated block to replace the last show they canceled, Housebroken. It's like after Bob's Burgers and The Simpsons.
Okay.
It's the new Dan Harmon show. They already renewed it for like 100 episodes, which is kind of crazy. That's the biggest thing, is that everyone is like, how did it already get like a 3-season renewal without any ratings or audience?
That's crazy. But some people just get the touch. But that's the one about like the Greek gods.
The Greek gods.
I remember auditioning for that. Like, that sounded so funny. Is it good?
It is good. I have been enjoying it. Some of it is getting a little slow, but it's a nice world. I don't know. It has like a kind of hangout feel quality, like Bob's Burgers, that I like. So, I don't really give up on TV shows, so I'll probably keep watching for, you know, another 30 years.
That's a good quality. Like, you're loyal.
I'm loyal.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We're going to get into shows that we are experts on. The shows that we watch again and again, or just still watch for years, and that we know so well. The ones that I picked were Grey's Anatomy and Girls and The Golden Girls. those are my expert shows. And 90 Day Fiancé, which, you know, I've taught classes on. That one, I'm a legit real-world 90 Day Fiancé expert. But those are the shows where I, like, remember facts, and it's eerie. Like, if I had to do trivia, I would win those shows.
Oh, those are good choices. I like those choices. I can't say, like, you know, anything I'm an expert on after having COVID 3 times in 3 years, and I just recently had it again and feel like I cannot remember shit. But yeah, I recently started rewatching Girls and Sopranos. And I was watching Girls and I was like, for all the shit, like, Lena Dunham like spun out and like all that stuff like in the media for years, like this show is literally incredible.
Incredible.
Like the writing and everything is just like such a game changer.
I will defend Girls every day of my life. I don't understand the hate. It's haters. Maybe jealousy. I don't know. Cause it's just such a good show. I watched it when it aired, and then I usually do a rewatch every year because it just like inspires me to write. When I have that moment like Hannah where I'm like, what am I doing? What is even my point? Like, why can't I make myself write and do this? It's the perfect show to watch. And
yeah, it truly is. It's funny. Like, I was just thinking about it, and I just recently I rewatched season 5 because I think that was my favorite season of Girls. And I was just amazed by it. I was like, this is truly incredible.
Yeah, just every character arc is so strong. There's so many good lines. I think one of my favorites is when Hannah and Marnie are fighting in, I think it's season 1. And Marnie is like, you know, you're not such a great person. And Hannah's like, there's nothing you could say about me that I haven't said to myself like a million times.
Yeah.
That isn't like already horrible. And I just was like, girl, wow. Yes.
Yeah. That's another thing I love about that show is like they show the full spectrum of each person's characters, like soul, like the good and the bad. And they are, it's like really humanity in each person. And like each character is so full, like so fully fleshed out. You know what I mean? They're so dynamic and specific. And there's just like no flat characters in that show. It's just, it's really, really good.
It's incredible. Your other show you said is The Sopranos. How many times have you seen it?
Honestly, I just go back in and out. Like, I watched, this is so funny. Like, a lot of times if something's like really violent or feels like emotionally strenuous, Game of Thrones, what was the drug one we
the
just
Wire?
Talked about?
Oh, wait.
No, not The Wire.
Oh, Breaking Bad.
The Wire. Breaking Bad. Oh, my God. My memory is insane. My brain fog is so profuse right now. Or Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, Sopranos, like while they were going on, I just felt they were too much. So I didn't watch them at the time. Sopranos, I watched after a breakup, after it was already off the air. And I literally watched like all 6 seasons in, I think, like a month. That's how crazy it was. Like, I mean, that was like 700 hours of TV. Yeah. I like watched it a month. I was down bad.
I mean, that was me with The Wire. And you said you tried with The Wire. So I'm curious because that's what I did. I just like watched every single season in a month and would stay up until 4 in the morning. It was real bad.
Yeah. Well, I did the same thing. Like everyone said, like, you just have to hold on for The Wire. Same with Game of Thrones. And I don't know, maybe I still have never cracked the code past the first season of The Wire. But Sopranos, yeah, like I'm Italian, like I have a lot of like family, or like I actually have a great grandfather who like had his throat sliced by the mafia.
Oh my God.
And all this stuff, like actual stuff that happened because he like wouldn't pay the tithes for like protection or whatever for his like fruit stands in the Bronx, and like they like forced exiled him like back to Italy and all this stuff, and it's like I don't know, I was just like, I never really wanted to watch it. I was like and then I got into it and I was like, oh my God, I like, this is so fascinating. Like, and the fact like it still like exists, and like all the ties to like Hollywood and like law enforcement, and just like, I don't know, it was just so interesting. And James Gandolfini is like incredible.
He's the reason to watch. I actually have never finished The Sopranos. I only got like halfway through the first season and just like stopped, and I have to go back to it. It's like my big blind spot in television.
Wow.
I'm kind of ashamed.
One day, I mean, look, no matter how much you like TV, there's a million blind spots.
But The Sopranos, that's a bit, like, it's, even my mom is like,
how far did you get?
Watch The Sopranos. I don't even really don't even remember what was happening. Like, he sees his mom and he said he like asked the Jamaican nurse if she smokes weed, or he's like, stop smoking that weed. And then I always just kind of pause it and I'm like, do I want to keep watching this?
So you probably did like a couple of seasons.
Oh, no, I only did the first. I didn't even finish the first.
Okay, yeah. All right. I
barely got into the Soprano of it all.
Like, okay, sure. And you know what's crazy about those old shows? Like, I feel like they barely even do this now. I mean, they're like hour long. They're full hours.
It's like when you binge an old show, you are like, when I rewatch Mad Men, it's like, I'm really about to get into it.
Yeah, like when you're watching multiple episodes, it's not like six episodes in 3 hours. Like, you are watching.
Yeah. It's not like
when someone's like, you binge that whole show. I'm like, each episode was 27 minutes, bitch. Who are you judging here?
And it's an 8-episode season nowadays. Yeah, so that's literally an evening. That's a movie. That's just a nice little night.
Exactly. That's exactly.
Let's be realistic.
I mean, that's a small little bite. That's a tasteful meal.
And now this thing they're doing that they're releasing 4 episodes at a time. They're doing these part seasons because they realize, oh, binge watching is actually horrible for viewing numbers. So like, we can keep people watching if we release the first half and a second half. I cannot stand this. I am so sick of it.
Yeah. Or they do the first 3 episodes and then they release one a week after that.
Yeah. Stop tricking me like that. Stop it.
Yeah. And then, you know, the other like big series that comes to mind, Lost. Did you watch Lost?
This is another blind spot for me.
Oh, you got to get into it. You'll love it. You'll die. It's incredible. I mean, it's like one of the best things like ever made.
I think by the time, like when I was coming, when it was on and I was into TV, so many people were talking about it that I was just like, this is overhyped. I also, like I said, one of my shows is Grey's Anatomy. Like, that was my ABC show. I was just like, you Lost fans, I'm a Grey's Anatomy girl, okay? I'm over here at Seattle Grace. I don't know about Lost.
I love Seattle Grace. Yeah, that's funny though, that's like your show, because there's like literally, it's still on, right?
There's
literally 30 seasons.
Yes,
so, like,
they
just
announce season 20 will be back in February. Thank God my life will be back in order. I'm not myself when Grey's Anatomy is not on the air. It is a show I've been watching since I was 14, almost like 20 years now.
Yeah, I mean, like, how do you even like get into another show when you have that one? Because that one will encompass the rest of your life.
It's everything. They're my family. I've known people. I've watched that show longer than I've had some of my friends. So I was always like, I'll try Lost eventually, like when it's done. And then people were so disappointed in the ending that I was like, oh, I guess I don't need to watch that.
I mean, that's mostly every show. Like, how often does a like incredible series stick the landing?
Yeah.
Because it's impossible. Another show I have to bring up that all my friends clown me for, that I honestly barely admit. This is like talking to you guys like a support group right now.
This is what this is. Welcome to
And
TV
I ended
Club.
Up getting into a lot of stuff that I would have never touched in the pandemic, like Breaking Bad. And, you know, I even started Game of Thrones recently, but I watched the entirety of the show Billions. And what a ride. I mean, I loved that show. It was like incredible. And honestly, I will say the last season was really good and the ending was really good.
I never watched Billions. Showtime show, I don't pay for it, so it's always hard to do. But looks like an amazing cast. I always like Paul Giamatti. How can you go wrong?
Incredible actor. Yeah. And Damian Lewis, is that his name?
Yeah, Damian Lewis.
My God.
I loved him in
him
Homeland.
Oh my God, he was so good in Homeland. He is very, I mean, he and Paul Giamatti going toe-to-toe is like one of the best like duos of all time.
I don't know why I couldn't get into it. There's something about it that I don't know why. I think it just kind of got like overshadowed by other shows that came out around that time.
Like, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, like, apparently it did do well if they did 7 seasons. Another show.
True.
I'm really bouncing around.
Bounce. Go ahead.
But like in the last couple of years, that's like in the same vein as like Billions, Succession, that sort of like high pressure, high stakes financial world as industry, which was also slightly pornographic, but
yes.
I'm so into it.
I was so into it. I loved Industry because it was I think it was written by two 20, 21-year-olds, like two people,
really?
Yeah, who had just like interned at a financial office. And then they met Lena Dunham and she was like, I will make your show. And it's such a like young 20s understanding of the financial world and like what professional people do after college. I love that they're just like, and then they go do coke in the bathroom and they have a threesome like right in the living room. And I love it. I absolutely was obsessed with that show. I think they also announced that'll be back early next year. Thank God.
I didn't know Lena Dunham was affiliated with that show.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
She's a producer and she directed the pilot.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, it's really fun. And it's like really fast paced.
Yeah. And it just lets you root for a female villain. Like Harper is straight up evil. And I am all about her schemes and scams.
Yeah, it's so funny, the twist, like, where you start with her, like, thinking, like, oh, look at this, like, young little bunny, sweet little bunny, and then she does it such a hard turn, and you're like, yeah!
Yeah! And you're just like, yeah, kill everybody, sell them out, get it, do the stock. I don't understand any of the stock stuff in the show. Whenever that starts, I just, like, literally close my ears, and I'm like, I don't know, they're just like, trade the blob on the one-offs and the Bitcoin, and I'm like, yeah, she did it.
Sell 540 shares. We got to do it now.
We got to do it right now before the markets close in Malaysia. And I'm just like, oh, girl, yeah, not Malaysia. Yeah.
It's really good.
That's a great one. Those are my expert shows. Grey's Anatomy mostly because I've watched for so long. I guess Mad Men is another one because I've seen it.
I've rewatched Mad Men. I've watched the entire series, I think, a couple times.
Yeah, that's...
I hope, like, no future love interests, like, hear this, but...
Ew.
They're gonna be like, this bitch needs a life, and I'm gonna be like, I'm really busy, I just, like, I get tired, and then I need something to do.
And I need something to do, and I just like to put TV on. It's just, that's how I can't, like, eat without some show on, so why not rewatch something I love for the millionth time?
I like to get lost in my stories.
Yes! Isn't that where we're all headed, just being in our nursing homes, watching our stories, our like Amazon Googleplex nursing homes on our Google
yes.
Chrome Fire TVs? That's all I want. Just I'm ready.
Oh, God.
There's this movie that just came out on Netflix called Leave the World Behind. Yeah, it's produced by the Obamas, which is a little scary. It's part of their Netflix deal. And it's a movie about literally it's adapted from a book about the end of the world where countries have attacked America and all these people like have to run for shelter. And there's this family that happened to go out to, Long Island and leave the city. And they are in a Airbnb. And then the family who owns it comes back and they're like, yeah, I think something's happening in the world. Like, there's all these bombs. They lose power, electricity. But my favorite character, there's a young daughter who like has been binge watching Friends. And they lose power and internet just as she gets to the last episode.
Oh, this is Julia Roberts, Ethan Hawke movie.
Yeah,
that
yeah, Julia,
talking
yeah,
about.
The Julia
and Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, yeah, he's so good
Mahershala.
In it. It's really good. And the little girl, the whole movie is just like, but well, how will I know what happens at the end of Friends? And I was like, I feel you. That's who I would be in this situation. I'd be like, but guys, season 20 of Grey's Anatomy, what are we gonna do? No,
that's
someone
so
has
funny.
To fix this.
Yeah, I saw the trailer and I was like, oh, all these actors. I know I'm eventually. It's another one where I'm like, oh, this is going to give me so much anxiety. So I'll know. I know that I will eventually watch it, but I'll probably put it off for like 2 years or whatever. But it has been interesting also, like, obviously I'm promoting a special right now, but watching the way that promotion has changed for, you know, the biggest celebrities, like the most famous celebrities in music and actors and culture. Like, I mean, just seeing Julia Roberts do Watch What Happens Live
or
doing like Nicki Minaj on like a Twitch stream.
On a Twitch stream with like a 22-year-old. And it's like, is this really what
like,
Nicki Minaj has to do? Like, is this?
Yeah, or like Offset doing Call Her Daddy.
Yeah.
It's podcasts, Twitch streams, and like Bravo Celebrity. Like, it's just bizarre the way that promotion has changed.
Yeah. Like, I would give anything to make cocktails on Watch What Happens Live. And if Oprah asked to interview me, I'd be like, who cares about you, Oprah? No one's going to watch that. That doesn't have any moments that are going to pop on Twitter. Come on.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right. So should I watch it then?
Yes. Yeah.
It's really good.
It's really good. And
I love Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts is amazing in it. The daughter has like this wonderful arc around just like TV and TV obsession. I thought it was great. It is kind of scary, I guess, because the Obamas produced it and people are like, are they saying this is going to happen? But no, the book came out like forever ago. You guys, it's just.
Oh, okay. So yeah. They just they're in the adapting game like our girl Reese.
Yes, they're doing that. That's what ex-presidents do now. They get production deals.
That's incredible.
Right.
It's a nice little party favor.
Ah, yeah.
For.
Yeah.
The 8 years.
That's what I'd want to do. I'd be like, I did my job. I did the best I could. Now I'm just going to fuck off and make like reality shows. And whatever book I want into a movie.
I swear to God, every single thing I watch now, I'll look and it could be like the darkest drama, the most like insane thriller, or, and it'll be like produced by Will Ferrell. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I'm like, this man is producing every single thing on TV.
Every single thing. And he does not care about genre. He is just like, put my name on it.
Incredible. He must be so rich.
Yeah. God. Oh, what a life. What a life.
Yeah.
So that's the episode, we're running out of time here. But before.
Oh, great. I had a great time.
This was really fun. You genuinely a real TV head. Like a lot of people come on and they say they watch TV and then they don't. They're like, I don't know. I never actually watched Bridgerton. And you know, you're in it. You're for real. So this was great.
You're for real. Yeah, that's so funny. I do stop, you know, I am like not like you were, like I will stop if I, you know, I'll be like, I can't go
further. It is
further,
good to have self-control. Like there's,
but I don't have self-control in many other shows. I'm like, okay, I'll just keep going until death.
I'll keep watching Billions and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until Billions runs out. I will go to the end of the earth for Billions.
Yeah. Yeah. We like to leave the listeners with some homework. Are there any shows you'd recommend that they watch?
I guess I'd recommend The Buccaneers and Rap Shit. Both of those I'm really into. Rap Shit, I think, is like incredible.
It's so good. Those both were going to be on my watch list. Also, Julia, which again, so delightful. I am loving this season. It's
and comforting.
Show, yeah. It's so comforting. 90 Day Fiancé is still going, and we have The Other Way Tell All, which has been kind of weird and gross. Now we know that Kenny and Armando have a daddy kink in bed. We didn't need to know that. I didn't need to know that. But, you know, keep watching so we can finish the tell-all and talk about it. And the other homework I'm going to give you is Below Deck Mediterranean. Because I love Captain Sandy and I just can't, this season is getting so weird and they have these weird drunk guests on right now who are like falling off the boat. So I think it's about to get better. So let's just keep crossing our fingers that Kyle doesn't remain super annoying the rest of the season. And that's your homework. That's all I got for you. The holidays are coming up. So, you know, you're going to be binge watching old stuff anyway. Maybe finally watch The Crown if you didn't watch it over the last 3 years.
You can't make me, Ashley.
You just have to sit down and try to remember what happened in like 1967 to the Queen. And then you just jump back in and for some Princess Diana's there now. Also, For All Mankind will be wrapping up and I'll have a guest come on to talk about that. Yeah, so, you know, pretty good homework. We're lucky that we're getting new stuff right now anyway.
I need more.
Given everything, the holidays, the strike, there's new shows coming back. They're on the schedule. So we're going to be back in full swing here in the new year. And I'm so excited. Blair, thank you so much for joining me. Any plugs, any final thoughts? Where can the people follow you?
You guys can find me at Blair Saucy, BlairSocci, on all social media platforms. And I'd really love to tell you about my brand new debut special that I just put out. It's on Veeps, Live Nation's new streaming platform. I'm really excited to be on like their first launch of comedians. And you can access the link to that in all my social media bios on the Veeps website or on my website, blairsocky.com. And I hope you watch it.
Live from the Big Dog. Go watch it. It's so funny. I love that name. It's so good.
Thank you.
TV Club, you got your homework. That is everything. This was such a fun episode. Just such a good TV deep dive, which is what you need at the end of the year. You all keep asking me for my best of the year list. It's coming. It'll be on the newsletter. You'll have it. Thank you so much for listening. And we will be back next week with another episode.
Thank you, Ashley.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray. Another episode. Another episode.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray is an Earwolf production made by me, Ashley Ray Harris. It's engineered by Abby Aguilar, produced by Anita Flores, executive produced by Amelia Chapelo, and our original theme song is by Rafia. It means so much to me if you go rate, review, subscribe, follow TV I Say. Let us know what you think and tell your friends. Share with your golden girls. Tell your boys. If you love my TV recommendations, let everyone you know know. For special TV Club members, join my Patreon.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.